certain moments in time reveal the true colors of our representatives. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Today, I'm talking about this horrific NDAA and how you can tell who's a patriot and who's definitely not. I've mentioned quite a few times the Section 219 or 224. I don't know if they've adjusted it. But this is the idea of Netanyahu talking to the Indiana representative who was over in Jerusalem by June 1st as a resolution following Netanyahu's orders where he says it is now time for there to be a partnership with the U.S. military. We are transitioning past mere aid and we want to get rid of aid. And so they want to integrate. And those are orders from Netanyahu. He doesn't say in a question. He says it in a statement. And then, sure enough, it ends up in the National Defense Authorization Act bill. And it is obviously controversial because remember that thing where if a foreign power tries to get U.S. secrets, it's called spying, and we execute them or we do a prisoner swap for our spies? Remember that whole thing? Where spying's bad, Pollard, everybody else? Remember that? Well, this would mean, who cares about spying? We're in on it. And so Israel literally could not be caught for spying, nor would they have much, any incentive to. Not 1/100th the incentive they did before. And they're in on U.S. weapons development. So this is a clear breach of sovereignty. Even
I want to interrupt you there, Tyson. I realize because I saw the future and not because I recorded this later and decided to slip this in for a more effective podcast that you did not in the rest of this podcast really mention the larger point, which is that this bill, the NDAA, has not passed the Senate yet. And so everybody needs to call their senator and tell them over your dead body should this bill pass. All right. So just saying that real quick. Go find the contact form on the website or use the switchboard number or find their number. Contact your senators. That switchboard number is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Okay, Tyson, go ahead.
Sovereignty, even? But certainly just the idea that you don't merge with other people's military. You may cooperate with them. But you don't merge on a technological and development sense. Yet here we're doing it. So this last week, the act, because of course they put controversial things into basically compulsory pass legislation, like the entire Defense Authorization Act. And honestly, through due process, of course, every single senator or representative who actually allows controversial substantive other than just passing the budget, types of things that are brand new like this, that are novel, those people that allow those things to be in the main bill and put them there are worthy of firing and worst. And when I say firing, due process, they ought to. Of course, this is only academic. But the amount of treason that that is, making it so that our literal representatives are forced then to either pass a budget bill or not. That's treasonous worthy stuff. In no way, shape, or form can our Constitution stand up to people putting controversial things into just the budget bills and having that cliffhanger type of pressure. And so we get to this ridiculous Israeli-U.S. military merger in the middle of a war where Trump is supporting Israel. This is all on behalf of Israel. And we're doing basically war crimes. Recently, Hegseth has admitted that we're bombing desalinization plants. We're bombing bridges under the idea that, well, if the defense has used it, if the military has used it at all, even though if its primary use is civilian, we get to do it. Remember when I told you, Israel does not believe in being civilized in the sense of general humanitarian limits when it comes to war, how you treat civilians. And sure enough, this thing passes the House. We're so much into the Israeli mindset that we are destroying bridges and desalinization plants. And therefore, the virus has already spread throughout us. We have become less of our ideal selves. Venom has infiltrated Spider-Man. Now, if we want to go to who are the true patriots and who are the true, they'll never, ever, ever, ever support something American, we've got two ways of doing this. One is, which Republicans, right now the Republicans are the enemy. Okay, you understand this? The Republicans are the enemy. Back during COVID, we could say, well, geesh, all these jackasses are psychologically pressured. You know how senators and representatives aren't supposed to have grown a pair, and so they're supposed to be susceptible to psychological pressure. Well, back in 2020, with the psychological pressure, you're going to kill people if you don't spend all this money. Basically, both sides were like, yeah, we'll do it. I guess we got to do it. I guess we got to do it. And then in their own time, when it didn't matter because it wasn't about a vote, they'd be like, I don't know about this, though. But both parties generally supported the bullshit. Trump was around then, too. Thanks, Trump. Thanks for not leading with, no, obviously, I've been advised that respiratory illnesses pass and we're not going to shut down the world over this. Thanks, Trump. You were there, too. For all of your QAnon, you're going to fix everything. You sure haven't been in the middle of two giant fuck-ups. So, during 2020, almost everybody goes along with the pressure a la after 9/11. But then at least you would see on the Republican side, at least the dissenters, the overwhelming majority were Republicans. And now it's flipped. It's very simple. Right now, we are in an existential crisis with doing the bidding of all of the various folks who insist upon turning our society and therefore the planet into a surveillance state using technology that needs the fresh water of entire states. We are in an existential technology of that surveillance state being motivated by a country that does not believe in humanitarian standard, humanitarian viewpoints of how to engage in war. We are doing their bidding, and now we are also, by proxy, following those same standards. And now on top of it, the biggest crisis maybe ever in the United States, as far as what the United States is supposed to do and supposed to stand for, as opposed to the clear writing on the wall if this thing passes. And yet they throw it into the NDAA, a large bill. Again, treason. Again, not upholding your oath. Those responsible for putting controversial things into large, must-pass bills are not your friend. And specifically, they are the enemy. And they are the enemy of the American people. And have no more place in the U.S. Congress or other halls of power than your four-year-old does. In fact, your four-year-old would do a lot less damage. So if you want to know who the patriots are, as the Republicans are the enemy right now, because this vote in the House was mostly along party lines, disgustingly, rather than it being, well, a lot of people went with it, but the few opposition, at least, were Republican. Oh, no. Most Democrats did not vote for it. And you can say,
yeah, but they didn't vote for it for other reasons because they just don't want to support the military.
Okay, buddy, whatever you think. If you think this Iran war is necessary, I'm not going to convince you. You keep turning off your empathy and we'll keep killing civilians on behalf of Israel. If you want to support a war that a president started that is now as big as any war we started in the last 20 years. If you want to support that, when it was a unilateral decision
that now everybody's too scared to oppose, you can. But I'm telling you, the NDAA has the merging of Israel and the United States militaries just like Netanyahu wanted, and the Republicans overwhelmingly voted for it. I'll say, as I've said many a time, if you're a Christian Republican, you've got to get into your brain. Netanyahu and Israel generally does not believe in your Christ. You at least have Christian Democrats. Okay? They at least believe in your Christ. Israel does not. So get the mind virus out of your brain. So the Republican Party has violated its duty to the Constitution and even its allegiance to support the U.S. military as an entity that supports the United States people and its constitutionally exclusively. They have breached that duty, and the only folks worth a shit on the Republican side in the House are these: Josh Breshean, or Breshean, Oklahoma; Tim Burchett, Tennessee; Eli Crane, Arizona; Harriet Hageman, or Hageman, Wyoming; Anna Paulina Luna, Florida; Thomas Massey, Kentucky; and Chip Roy, Texas. These are the only Republicans who should not be stripped of their offices. The only ones. Now, here is the opposite version. Now, you know that Democrats have any number of reasons to vote against the NDAA, just the size. Maybe they're aware of merging Israel. Maybe. And so you can say, hey, maybe a lot of those folks that voted against it, there was how many Republicans voted against it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 voted against it. 6 different Democrats voted for it. So you can tell that these folks will never, ever, ever, ever be truly allegiant to the United States. Those Democrats, Henry Sweller or Queller, C-U-E-L-L-A-R, from Texas. I've also happened to come across something where that guy recently got pardoned, and he's deep into money laundering and influence, so you can't trust that guy as far as you can throw him. In fact, he literally got charges dropped for being a foreign agent. That guy will never do any American any good except by accident. Here's another person, 2nd of 6 Democrats who voted for the NDAA, Don Davis. You can never expect Don Davis, Democrat, North Carolina, to have the intelligence or the integrity to actually support American interest in the net. Jared Golden out of Maine. Adam Gray, Democrat, California. Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, Texas. And Marie Glusenkamp Perez, whichever you want to say it, Democrat out of Washington. Those 6 did not even go along with voting against this NDAA, even as most Democrats do. All the Democrats except them voted against it. And I would say the overwhelming reason will be some ties to foreign influence and particularly Israeli influence. So of those 6, I'm going to assume at least 5 are highly compromised and support Israel all the time, every time. I saw something recently, and this reminds me of it. It says, "Don't tread on me," the classic sign. And it says, "I didn't say take turns." And that's where we are. To June of last year, when we bombed Iran. "Don't worry, it's over. They don't have any nuclear capabilities." Oh, it was never about nuclear capabilities. Charlie Kirk gets killed not long after he says, "Thank you, Trump, for pushing back against Israel." After that, right at 6 months later, we have been convinced to do the bidding and the murderous regime change for Israel.
when we had, we just need to get rid of their nuclear power. And then even this war starts with that. But then it turns into literally bombing three different countries. At that point, upon the Charlie Kirk assassination, which does make you wonder then, that was a pivot point in history. It did not happen overnight, because what 9/11 did was basically start legislation immediately. Well, in this case, Charlie Kirk was the blocking point for influence. He had been the channel for Israeli influence. And as soon as he became the blocking point of someone who's highly influential, they said, we're not going to have that blocking point anymore. I've had the episode about, is this more of a message to Trump than we think? Because supposedly Kirk was pretty close to Trump, was advising him. And that's taken away, and it's taken away after he has a change of heart on Israel. So 9/10 has pivoted U.S. and world history in the sense and along the lines of how 9/11 pivoted U.S. and world history. And interestingly enough, we go right back to the same scapegoats, and we're back to killing the same people on behalf of the same people, for the advantage of the same people. Those Republicans are the only ones that you can trust. The rest of them are just a part of the parties taking turns treading on you. Those seven Democrats are the Democrats that, if you already didn't have reason not to trust Democrats, this is the reason to go, and these are the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. Those seven are the very, very worst. Is this litmus test? No. You'd be like, oh, okay, one of these litmus tests. I know I mentioned that earlier, but in the traditional sense, it's like, oh, okay, like everything you do, what really only matters is these one or two or three things. Yeah, those exist. Second Amendment, abortion rights, and so on. But the U.S. keeps spinning either way on that, right? I mean, granted, the Second Amendment is about a constitutional situation. But if you're a little up, a little down on that, it doesn't turn the U.S. and the world on its head, okay? But it does turn the U.S. on its head if a very influential foreign power gets to integrate itself into the U.S. military. You no longer have an independent U.S. military. You no longer have independent advisors inside the U.S. military who are not being influenced by foreigners literally inside their own institutions. Now, it's bad enough if you were to find out that some standing general, some standing admiral, still active, was found to have private conversations with foreign power players, and then actions occurred in the favor of those foreign powers. You would say, that's scandalous. What are you doing meeting with someone outside of normal channels as an admiral who's currently active with someone who we are not already supporting in a war effort? Okay, that's really, really bad. And yet here we are allowing this influence and these representatives, if this passes through the Senate, to be internal, to be an integral part of the whole situation. It is not a litmus test. It is an existential moment. And if at this existential moment, Republicans don't wake up from their must support Trump, must support the party, then those Republicans that don't wake up, almost all of them in this case, are not worth their titles. And if, when the Democrats have every other reason to go along party lines and vote against the NDAA, and you have six that do vote for it anyway, then those six are not worthy of their title. And they should not be elected dog catcher. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.